if not for that pesky shepherd. A Stargate Atlantis fake, written by Scribe Wraith and In the Bottle. Read by In the Bottle. Artist note, we will not be responsible for any health problems this fake slash pot fake might cause, so proceed with caution and hopefully enjoy. Kavanagh had spent his last meal on Atlantis, looking across the cafeteria to where his ex-lover calmly sat with his team. He knew that Rodney thought it was over between them when he left to go home. He hadn't lied to Weir when he said that he had felt alone when he left. He just hadn't explained why. Rodney had broken up with him after they had finally escaped from the threat of the Wraith, citing differences of opinion, and the difficulty that he supposedly had respecting Rodney's authority. He only showed Rodney what was wrong with his work because he cared. In the pain of the breakup, and the elation after the attack, he had rushed onto the Daedalus and back to Earth, thinking maybe he wasn't truly cut out for the Pegasus Galaxy. Nothing that had happened since his return had indicated anything different. On the other hand, he had quickly found out the true reason for Rodney's supposed desire to break off with him. Shepard had stepped in and taken his place. Weir's distrust of him had taught him something of his worth, and if he wanted what he did, he was going to have to take it for himself. He cornered Rodney in a transporter on the way to the labs and redirected them to an abandoned section of Atlantis. He started slowly, reminding Rodney of why they got together in the first place. Their shared cynicism, and an electric passion that nobody would suspect from their interactions. It didn't hurt that despite his natural distrust of authority and their reliance on Rodney to resolve all their conflicts, he really did believe that Rodney was pretty amazing. Rodney was succumbing to his tenderness, assuring him that he was missed and that there actually was nothing going on with Shepard. "He doesn't even like men that way," Rodney grinned and then looked away. "Look, I was angry. And tired. Really tired." Rodney reached out and touched his arm. "I missed you. I shouldn't have talked to you like that. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to break up with you." Rodney shuddered and then pulled himself together. "But what does it say about you that you ran off at the first chance? Does it mean that I'm not even worth fighting for?" Rodney dropped his head for a moment, then continues. "I shouldn't have spoken to you like that." "And I definitely shouldn't have left you," he replies. "But they won't let me stay. Not now. Promise me, Rodney. Promise me that you'll talk to me. Contact me. Something." "Yes," Rodney replies and leans across to kiss him. It was at this point, when they broke from the kiss, that they registered the sound of running feet along the corridor. He brought out the gun that he had requisitioned in fear of being left unprotected after the event of the last couple of days. To his shock, he heard Shepard yelling, "I knew I couldn't trust you, Kavanagh! Let Rodney go and you won't come to any harm!" He heard Rodney gasp behind him and look at him shiftly. "Where did you get that gun from? I thought you were just coming to tell me that you still loved me," he whispered. Kavanagh looked down at the gun in his hand and dropped it. He knelt down beside Rodney, pleading with him to believe him that his only purpose was to protect them. "I swear I wasn't going to hurt anyone. I just wanted to make sure you're..." It was at this point he convulsed from the stunner that Shepard had pointed at him. When he woke up in a cell on the Daedalus, he knew that everyone had jumped to the wrong conclusions, again, and this time it might lose him the one thing he truly cared about, Rodney. It seemed like he had been in the cell for hours before Kavanagh heard footsteps approaching. He stood up, not willing to let whoever it was see the look of defeat on him. The insult on his lips died as soon as he saw who was standing at the open door.
Rodney.
Hey, Rodney shuffled his feet. How are you feeling? Kavanagh shrugged, unwilling to let his hope rise. He had been disappointed too many times and had learned his lessons. I think, Rodney stuttered. Kavanagh smiled inwardly. Rodney was never good with expressing his feelings. Look, I think you were just trying to protect me back then. Rodney finally managed. Kavanagh didn't have any trouble following the rush of words. What I want to know is why you do something clearly as stupid as that. Pulling a gun on the colonel? What the hell were you thinking? Not that I didn't find the whole gun thing hot, because yeah, I did, but it still doesn't tell me what possessed you to do something so completely moronic. They could have shot and killed you! Rodney finished in a scream. Kavanagh didn't even notice the rise in voice. Only that Rodney thought he was hot. And he was concerned for him. Slowly, hope began to rise once more. Rodney. He didn't know what to say, wanting Rodney to take the lead. Yeah, that's my name. Rodney's shoulders slumped, the tension seemingly flowing out of him. What am I supposed to do with you? He muttered, closing his eyes. I love you, he blurted. He didn't know where it came from, only that it was true. He had been true for a long time, and they both knew it. But nothing was ever said out loud or acknowledged. He never had the courage to. Now might be his last chance to tell Rodney how he really felt. Rodney's head snapped up at his words. Shocked, surprised, and something else Kavanagh couldn't read. What did you say? I love you. The words came easier now. I know we don't always agree on things, and I know we can both be difficult, but it doesn't change how I feel about you. Rodney opened and closed his mouth, as though not knowing what to say. I don't expect you to say it back to me. I just wanted you to... Then stay! Rodney finally managed, cutting Kavanagh off mid-sentence. Kavanagh blinked. Did he hurt right? Did Rodney just... I can sort things out with Colonel Shepherd and Dr. Weir. That is, if you want to. I mean, I know you aren't exactly Mr. Popular on Atlantis, but... Rodney trailed off, looking at Kavanagh. Rodney might not have said it out loud. However, the message was clearly written on his face. Please stay. I want you to stay. A small grin slowly appeared on his face. Okay. The answer was greeted by a beaming smile from Rodney. And they lived happily ever after. Of course, them being Kavanagh and McKay, there were some fights. One that had caused an entire solar system to blow up, as opposed to the 5/6 of a system which Rodney had managed all by himself. But things were generally good with them. The end. Readers and notes, I hope you've enjoyed this and I haven't caused your head to explode from the rather unique pairing. And if I have, I sincerely apologize for it, but hopefully you still enjoyed the experience of having your head exploded.